This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, come on. It's close to the most wonderful time, don't you think? The happiest season. Seriously. Don't you think? You got the kids there screaming and yelling in your ear? Isn't that what you want? No, come on. I'm leaving the flame up, if you would. Hey, Merry Christmas. This is a... Come on. You don't know who that is? Really? Andy Williams. What are you, like 12? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You know what? There's no calls. There's no emails. Pre-recorded. It's just a habit of mine. Anyway, God bless. You know what? Today is Christmas. And whether you know it or not, it's celebrated because of the birth of Jesus Christ. We'll get more into that later on in the show. There are going to be no politics. Even though, you know, if you think about it, think about when Jesus was born, what was going on at the time. Plenty of politics, right? No yoke. Really, seriously. And we've got some well wishes, good tidings, if you would, from some of our guests from time gone by. I very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And, you know, it is a time of family. I joke, why are you listening to me? I don't know. You should be with family today. You should be enjoying yourself. You should be having a good time. And really, seriously, not to be a downer, because that's not what I'm trying to do here. But you do not know if Uncle Fred, Auntie, whoever is going to be there next year. Right? I mean, I don't care if they're 12 or 80 or 200. You just don't know. Come on, let's be honest about it. So you need to make sure that, you know, I'm not a hugger. I am not. Ask Tammy. I'm not a hugging kind of guy. I don't know how we ever got married. She's a hugger. I'm not a hugger. But give them a hug, because you just don't know. You really do not know if they're going to be with you next year, right? And make tradition. That's the other thing. You really should. You should be making tradition for the new year. Making tradition. You know, that your kids, your grandkids can remember. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, and why you're hanging out with me, I don't know, but I appreciate it. I really do. So, you know, we're gonna hear from, you know, Xander Gibb. We're going to hear from Pastor David Haig. And maybe, we'll see what happens, maybe a few others if I still have the time. But one of the things that I talked about the other day, if you're new to the show, you know I love to repeat myself. Yes, that simple. I just love to repeat myself. And there was, you know, to get away from, I mean, truly, honestly, get away from politics, right? We had, with all the arguing, with all the yelling, with all the screaming we've got going on in this country. In World War I, we were able to have a mini truce. The sad part is that the men had to do it. The men fighting in the field had to call. Not the guys, not the generals, not the people warm in their offices back here in this country, whatever country they were in. But the British soldiers and the German soldiers were able to take a few minutes, a day and a half, really. Men that had been shooting to kill each other hours before were able to stop during World War I. I guess the, and I don't have the story up in front of me. I'm doing it from memory, so it's probably going to be all screwed up. No, but I want you to think about this, right? So they went, so apparently the Brits saw the Germans had some lights and things going on in their foxholes. It had been raining. It had been miserable. And they were over there, and apparently they were singing Silent Night. The Germans were. Now, they had a reason to celebrate at the time, because they were very much ahead. They were doing well in the war, in the fight, whatever you want to call it. And the Brits recognized the tune. Now, obviously, they didn't speak German, so they didn't understand. Germans, however, many were fluent in English, believe it or not. Or many understood and knew English. So the Brits decided to start singing Silent Night in English. Right? No arms, no weapons, got out of the foxhole. The story goes that they exchanged, you know, trinket type of gifts, cigarettes and candy and that kind of stuff. And then, I guess, the next day, they still were on this peace on earth, goodwill towards men kick. And the next day they went back to killing each other. It's disgusting. Unreal. And yet, we can't do that today. We can't come together in this country today. It's just amazing. I'm sorry, it is. It's just amazing to me. We've got people on both sides of the aisle, as they say, as they refer to. I don't know why it's such a big deal. It shouldn't be that hard for us to, some of these things to put aside. And you know what's gone down just before Christmas? Now even more turmoil, if you would, between the White House and the Christian community. But can't we bring it back again? Can we come back to where this is all about God? Can we do that? Because I think that's the way to do it. Just my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? If you're with family, shut me off. Or, you know, you may enjoy some of the message. I don't know. I'm going to try to bring on Xander next, you know, by the, what do they call this? In the miraculous world of radio. And, but before I do that, let's have a little more sound. What do you think?
Laughing all the way, bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Oh, come on.
Every heart prepare
you can sing.
Him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Joe was here, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, then happy Hanukkah to you. Really do appreciate your time with me today. But listen, let's get right to it because I know how much you appreciate him. I know how much you like him because I do too. Xander Gibb, remember him? Imagine, he's in the UK right now. And I should say I can imagine, but I can't. I can't imagine the difference between Christmas in the UK and Christmas in the US. Xander, Merry Christmas, and what are you doing?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Christmas here is indeed totally different. The first year I was back here that I wanted to do candied yams and you know, kind of like typically American dishes, people like, were like, what? What are you talking about? What is a candied yam? And so there was kind of differences like that, but each year here they have Yorkshire puddings with Christmas lunch, which is kind of like pancake batter, and then you put it in the oven and you bake it into like a cup shape, and you fill that with gravy, and you have it with turkey, etc., etc. So not only are the things that we eat here kind of different, but I don't know, it's a very different setup with regards to how it happens too. People don't have real Christmas trees. Most people have like an artificial Christmas tree. When you drive around your neighborhood in New York or in California, you see all of the houses lit up. They don't do that here either.
Really?
Some people would say, thankfully, but no, they kind of they don't do that. Yeah, I mean, like you make your own house Christmassy, but it's a rarity to kind of see it outside. And every ad you see on the TV is for some kind of Christmas candy. You know, buy your beef from us for Christmas. Buy your, you know, everything is so like. From kind of like October onwards, they want to sell you all of their Christmas fare. And they have something here called mince pies. Have you heard of those?
I've heard of mince pies, yeah.
Americans always ask me if they use like ground beef, you know, because in England they call mince beef, they call ground beef minced beef, but there's no meat in it. It's just kind of like pastry with minced up like ground fruit. And spices in the middle, and they're very delicious, and they sell them in boxes of six, and if anybody wants to buy me a case of them, that would be wonderful.
Xander's trying to be good. Be good to Xander. Don't send him a case of that stuff. He's trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, I'm having a day off on Christmas Day, though.
Oh, okay.
I will be eating anything I want to eat on that day, but then I will be back to my keto the day after, because I've done really well. I don't think you can punish yourself on Christmas. You have to, you know, within moderation, you know, have something nice to eat and drink, but, you know, get back to the diet.
I should stop at three cannolis, not take the whole half a dozen, right?
Yeah, Tommy says you can only have two this year.
So let me, you know, everybody's kind of got, you know, I think back in my days when you know, being an Italian and growing up in an Italian household, foods were different, celebrations were different, there were certain foods you were looking for. Tammy and I joke, you know, without lasagna on the table, it really isn't a celebration. Is there something you remember as a child or that you've carried on today where you've got to have a certain food, or is there a certain tradition that you have to have on Christmas?
Yeah. Absolutely. As you know, I'm from mixed parentage, as in I have a British mother and an American father. And so every year the British contingent of my family would insist on having stuffing made in a certain way. And that's, you buy packet stuffing, you know, like stovetop. You put in a couple of pounds of sausage meat and you put in fresh onions, mix it all together. And it is the most delicious thing, and you can even eat it cold. So I have to have that every year, and I always make sure I make too much, because it's the kind of thing you can eat for, you know, a couple of days after. So definitely a good stuffing is essential.
Yeah, and again, coming from my background, we didn't have stuffing. Stuffing was something the Americans had, you know. We always had, and it was funny because my parents, my aunt always made a turkey. But it really wasn't for the majority of the family, right? I mean, because we had so many traditional Italian dishes. It was just interesting. Christmas Eve there, is it like it is here? I mean, is it the same big celebration? Are there midnight masses or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's mostly Catholics, but a lot of the kind of Church of England churches have caught on to that, and they do that too at like 11:30, and there are always people like drunk on the way home from the bars that want to, you know, just have a little bit of religiosity around the holiday. I'm going to actually try and go to my local church for that this year, because I think that we're losing far too many of our traditions, and with the kind of with the fact that we are so kind of multi everything, you know, you can't put up a Christmas tree because you don't want to offend anybody. You know, people, put up your Christmas tree, go to midnight mass, do the things that you want to do to keep up your tradition, whoever it offends.
I would, you know, amen to that. And when you're in a store, For you Christians, you don't offend by telling somebody Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, seriously, I can't tell you how many people smile at the cash register. They'll say Happy Holidays. Well, you know what? Merry Christmas to you. And they'll look and they'll smile at you and they'll go, you know, Merry Christmas to you too. They need that opening. And if you have Jewish friends, you know, I tell people all the time, it's being respectful. I wish them a Happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Right? Because the underlying tone of Christmas is it is inclusive. Jesus is for everybody. And it's all about love and peace. So what's the big whoop? I don't get it.
Absolutely. And if you have any African friends, then you can say, have a crazy Kwanzaa. Let's be inclusive at Christmas.
There you go. Yeah.
And if those people that don't want to do that, then they can have what's called Festivus.
Yeah. I don't know what the tradition for Festivus is. I know it's a pole, but does it come with a dancer, or do you get an actual package of some kind? You know, a gift? I don't know. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway. Hey. Have a great...
You know, your wife listens to this show, don't you?
I know
you?
She does. I'll just erase that part. Anyway,
Sure.
Anyway, you have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family, and we will be back with you sometime in the new year when we're all stuffed and still groaning from being overweight. There's too much in my belly.
Absolutely. And to you and yours, Joe. And here's to a happy and prosperous 2020 for all. God bless America and the UK and Donald Trump, too.
You have to do the God bless in your hardcore, you know, British magistrate accent.
Okay. God bless the United Kingdom, the United States, and Donald Trump. And God bless America.
Who whipped our butts. Anyway. All right. Wait. Always got to end on a happy note, don't I? Anyway, listen, always appreciate the time you guys spend with us, and we got a lot more coming up. David Hagel will join us after the break. Do appreciate your time with me. Merry Christmas from the crew here. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have sent out holiday greetings in a recorded message.
President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
At this sacred time of year,
Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in His love for every person.
The First Family is celebrating in Palm Beach, Florida. There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from Western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the six cars they were driving. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. All I want for Christmas is
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568.
All right. You know, I've heard her enough. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, as I said before, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Look. Trying to get you in the Christmas mood, trying to get you to understand what the day is really all about. What are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating? But I, as we heard so many times, is not licensed for that kind of thing. So I bring in the experts, as I like to do from time to time. I bring them in all the time. And guess who the expert is today? All right, well, I love having this guy on the show with me. From time to time, I bring him on. We talk about real issues of life. Not the soap opera issues of life, not that kind of stuff, right? The only reality show you should be watching is your own, your children, your grandchildren. That's Joe's line, okay? But David Haig, he's a pastor of a large church here in North Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And Pastor Haig, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe. I love your line. The only reality show you should be watching is your own. I'm probably going to steal that and not give you credit, just so you know.
That's all right. I'm used to it. But, you know, I love this time, you know how my sarcasm comes through, but I love this time of year because Christ came to set us free. Christ came to pull us out of bondage. And what do we do every year at this time? What do we just fall into because the world says this is what you need to do? Enlighten me.
Yeah, well, you know as well as I do that most people go into debt this time of year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think part of the problem is that we have a longing in our hearts for something that is joyful, that is exciting, that is satisfying, and that is long-lasting. And we can't find it. And so we have all these little things in life. It could be eating. It could be, in some people's cases, drinking. It might be sports. It might be, and for some people, it's shopping. And then Christmas comes, and we all kind of have this reward center in our brain that wants to be rewarded. We want to have that joy that we think we should have, and then we try and buy it, if not for ourselves, for others. The bottom line is none of those things, if we if we focus on them as being that which makes our life worth living and worth getting up in the morning, none of them satisfy. But all of those things can have a place in real moderation if they are an expression of something else that's inside us. That is a commitment to the God who made us to live a life that is worthy of who he has called us to be. So if our gift giving is done in such a way that we just genuinely love to be generous to people, and as long as we stay within our means and don't go into debt, I think actually gift giving and obviously the lights, which are a picture of the light of the world, and the songs, which are a picture of the angels who came on that first Christmas Eve and announced the Savior's birth. All those things, if they're used to remind us just how God's faithfulness has been shown in giving us the greatest gift of all, then those things all have a place. We just don't. We gotta live Christmas, not let Christmas live us.
I like that. I may steal that line for you.
Yeah.
No, and you think that's what I always joke about this, and I always say, look, you know, we have all these wonderful songs, joy to the world, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and again, I'm not trying to turn this into a big negative thing, but I really want to hit people in the head with the fact that Christ didn't come to make sure that you run your credit cards up, okay, that you're full of worry, fear, and doubt, and, you know, you're worried that you got grandma the right gift, you're not so sure this is what she likes. It's like, you know what, give from the heart, do what you want to do, and I agree with you. Many people just want to make others happy. You know, it's that time of year, it's, as they say, it's the spirit of the year, but is that what it's all about? It really isn't, and go ahead, go for it.
It is interesting, though, that, you know, on this time of year, you'll see specials on television, the singers and the dancers and the celebrities, usually in New York or in Philadelphia or Boston or L.A., at night in front of a big Christmas tree, just yeah. saying how, you know, basically another rendition of, why can't we just get along? Jesus came to bring peace on earth. But they never answer the question. The only answer is that the only way there's peace, and by the way, that word shalom just means balance. It means that every part of my life is in balance with who I was made to be. It had everything to do with a commitment to God. It's the only way that you get peace. The only way that I'm going to love somebody who doesn't love me is if I'm looking at them through the lens of God's love for me. The only way I'm going to forgive somebody who's really hurt me is that to do, as Paul says in Ephesians, that I'm going to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven me. So, you know, faith isn't just wishful thinking. Faith is a commitment to the object of that faith, which in my case, in your case, is Jesus Christ, God the Son, whose birth we celebrate. And the only way you're going to have peace is first peace with him, and then living out his peace with one another.
You know, I didn't do it in a mean way, but my granddaughter was in the car with me the other day, and she was talking about Christmas, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. I said, if it's Jesus' birthday, why do we give everybody else gifts? She looked at me. She looked at me like a puppy dog with her head cocked. Like, wow, I don't know. You know. And I said, let's talk about how we can bless some other people. You know, this year. And it's slow. She's young, and I don't want to shove too much down her throat at one time. But she's young, so it's just gonna. But I think we need to think about some of the others around us, not as blessed as we are.
Right.
Don't have what we have, and how can we help? Right.
Right. Exactly. And the reason we give gifts traditionally is because we recognize God gave to us, and we have freely received, therefore we freely give. That's where traditionally in the religious side of things, the Christian side of things, the reason gifts started was that because God has been so good at giving us Jesus Christ and salvation and forgiveness and justification and all the other big theological terms I could throw out. Because he's been generous to us, since we've freely received, we should freely give. So that's where that started. And then it just became, you know, a big party where you've got so many presents under the tree, and people start ripping them apart. Kids end up playing with the boxes rather than the toys inside. And yeah, and then, you know, once capitalism got a hold of it, and I'm a capitalist, I mean, this is a lot of companies, a lot of stores and manufacturers, if they don't have a good Christmas, they don't have business. So it really became a foundational plank in our economic system here in the West. And now, if you don't do it, you're seen as hurting the economy and Scrooge. And that's the other thing. Scrooge came out, and none of us wants to be Scrooge, so we buy presents.
You know, it's funny you should mention it. I really hadn't thought of it that deeply, but, you know, you look at the movies, you look at what comes out, and it's...
they are little subliminal messages on what you should be doing at this time of year. Isn't that kind of interesting you brought that up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, we also see that a lot of people do give to charitable, they give charitable contributions to organizations, especially those that are helping the poor and the indigent and the homeless. Here at Grace Baptist, we try and say we partner year-round with, Bridge to Home and,
right,
and various places here. So, you know, it becomes glitzy. It becomes kind of almost a political thing. Hey, let's take a picture of me out in front of a bunch of homeless people as we're cooking chili for them. But it's got to come from the heart. If it comes from the heart, it happens all year round.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I have a running joke on the show, and I go, look, it's really funny how, what is it, you only love your wife once a year, Valentine's Day? Is that the only time you're supposed to get her flowers and stuff like that? And it's the same thing. This, you know, we tout, and I know, you know, some of my friends and some of the people I know will get together and they'll talk about how much they gave to this, and they bought 3 bags of food for this, and they went. I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, well, why don't you do that once a month? I mean, really, how hard would it be once a month to go shopping for the food pantry in your area?
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, stupid little things. I'm not trying to get...
Yep.
I had a young girl that suggested at church once that, hey, instead of you looking in your closet for clothes, why don't we go down to Goodwill, because the clothes are very inexpensive, buy a bunch of clothes from Goodwill, and then take them over to one of those places that give them to people who don't have clothes. I'm thinking, my God, that's a genius idea. That's a great idea, you know?
You help 2 organizations that way, right?
Bingo. And it's so simple, we can't think about it, right? So,
The bottom line is, Joe, we don't think about others enough. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I think we've been conditioned. I'm not so sure that we just don't want to. I think we've been conditioned to do that over the years. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the real story of Christmas, really what people need to reflect on. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Buble.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Buble.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everyone's gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, Gary, Jane, and Joe.
Oh, come on. You don't know who that is? All right. Not all Christmas music is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know. Or Here Comes Santa Claus. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. And whatever else you're celebrating, happy holidays. Really, seriously. I mean, I don't know where else to go with that. I'm not trying to insult you. Just trying to have a good time. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it. Always love when I've had this guy on in the past. I've got Pastor David. Well, here. Let's hear from him directly. We're back at it again. I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas Eve and you know, reflect on, you know, I think back about my day. My aunt had a lot of Jewish friends. And, you know, if you think that it is insulting to say Merry Christmas to a Jew, you're out of your mind. I have a lot of Jewish friends now that understand the sentiment when you say that to them. When you say that to anybody, really, there's no reason to take offense at that kind of thing. But Christmas Eve, being in an Italian family, we had all kinds of food and different things going on. She would invite a lot of her Jewish friends in. And I got to tell you, you know, in my mind growing up as a kid, this is one of those things where it didn't matter what you were. It was that time of year. It was that time of year. There was an understanding of what took place, and everybody was invited to partake, no matter what, you know, what religious leaning you had, if you would. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County, and we always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And talk to us about the time of season. You know, Christmas is not synonymous with shopping season. There's a message here that needs to be told, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting when you think about Christmas. It's really a celebration, a festival that has lasted for thousands of years already, and it happens in every country in the world. In some places, it's got to be happening secretly. So the first thing we got to understand is that this actually happened. Guy actually was born, Jesus, and people revered him. Within, you know, 30 years of his life, he was doing miracles and teaching as no one else had, and it's all been recounted in a book that's the highest selling book the world has ever known, the Bible. So it actually happened. It's not a myth. It's historical fact. And the fact is, it happened as a result of a promise that God had made, starting way back at the beginning in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15, and all through the Old Testament, we see predictions and we see labels and we see descriptions of what this one who's going to come is going to be. For instance, in Isaiah 9, we see him as the sovereign. He is the ruler who's going to come, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And then in Isaiah 53, what's really amazing is that this ruler who's going to have this kingdom that will never end, how did he build it? Well, he built it by being a suffering servant. The sovereign who is a servant is one of the great truths about Christmas. And he's served us by giving his life. You know, by his transgressions we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. He took our iniquities upon himself. And then you go a little bit further in the Old Testament to Ezekiel 34, and you find out that he's the great shepherd. He's the one who cares for his sheep and leads them and feeds them and protects them and provides for them. And Jesus actually fulfilled that in John 10 when he stood up and said, I am the good shepherd. I'm the one that has been predicted for thousands of years throughout the Old Testament. And then finally we get to Matthew 1 where the angel comes to Joseph, who's a little confused and doesn't know what to do with regard to the fact that this girl he's engaged to, Mary, is now pregnant. And the angel says, look, don't put her away. Don't divorce her. Don't get rid of her. You marry her. She is highly favored. And he's going to have a boy, and give him name of Jesus, because, now get this, he will save his people from their sins. So he's the Savior. So this whole story of Christmas is not just about Bethlehem, or at least a cave outside of Bethlehem is where I think he was born. It's about God being so faithful to keep this promise, to send this one who is going to be the king, who has suffered and given his life for us and been risen from the dead and is our Savior. I mean, he rescues us and he preserves us. And so as we come to celebrate Christmas, if you really understand what it's about, you'll have very, very little desire to be frivolous about it. To sing these little songs about snow and about, you know, wonderful feeling and the hot chocolate and everything, all of which are fine, as long as they don't detract from the majesty and the mystery that God came in the flesh and fulfilled his promise. That's what Christmas is really all about.
Yeah, and you and I talked during the break. I said we've had a tradition in my family for years, and I don't want, you know, people to talk about that term holier than thou thing, but if you really believe what you say you believe, you're a professing Christian, and you believe what you say, and I get we get caught up in everything. Take a minute. I mean, really, truly, you can tell your kids the story of Christmas, the birth of Christ, in a few minutes to reset that morning. You know what I'm saying?
It's absolutely.
And it doesn't detract people. It shouldn't detract. If it detracts, then you need to check yourself again. But it doesn't detract from the celebration as a whole. You know, desperation is a big issue around Christmas, and I don't understand it. We're supposed to be having joy. Think about what took place, and to your point, we don't really understand the story. We're not supposed to be in bondage. Christ came to free us, and we shouldn't have fear. It's because we're not really focused on the reality of the day. And that's my personal opinion. I'm not a theologian, but that's kind of what I take away from it.
You know, if we look down through history, we've seen that most all of the holidays, which really that stands for Holy Day,
right.
It started with the church setting aside days of worship and festivities and joy and, you know, feasting, thanking God for something. You know, and Resurrection Sunday became Easter as the culture kind of stole it and secularized it and made the greatest, the granddaddy of all miracles, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, turned it into a day where bunnies supposedly lay eggs and hide them. I mean, come on, how stupid is that? And then the same thing has happened at Christmas, where it's all about, the snow and over the river to Grandma's house, and which is fine to go to Grandma's house, because chances are Grandma's still going to read the Bible.
Yep.
And the story of Jesus. And we're losing that. We lose it. You and I talk about this a lot. We're losing our moorings in the Judeo-Christian ethic here in the United States. And to your point about whether we could say Merry Christmas, of course we should say Merry Christmas to everybody. We should wish everybody a Merry Christmas. That doesn't mean they have to believe in Christmas, but neither does it mean that we have somehow offended them and broken some unwritten ethical rule by wishing them something that they don't believe in. I get wished for things that I don't believe in all the time. And, that's part of living in a pluralistic society. And unfortunately, our holy days of Pentecost, our holy days of Resurrection Sunday, of Christmas, a lot of these things, even some of the other holidays that we celebrate, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, it's memorial. It has to do with these people who gave their lives,
mm-hmm.
For our country. And most of them, back in the Greatest Generation, did so because they actually believed that God would save America. And we sing those songs. So, I think that your listeners who need to hear this are going to hear it, and they're going to act on it. They're going to continue to rein themselves in and make sure they keep Christ in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Others, well, nothing you do is going to help.
and I have people that listen to the show from all walks of life, all religious backgrounds. I actually had a very nice email a couple of months ago from someone who said, I don't believe in God, but I appreciate the way you talk about it and approach it. Because, we're not going to reach people in that one fell swoop. We've got to be showing the love of Christ along with what we're doing and what we're saying and what we're speaking. And I think that's where we sometimes miss it. But
right.
Listen, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And if I don't talk to you before the new year, and I'm sure I will, you have a great new year as well.
Our best years are just ahead of us,
yeah.
Joe.
I agree.
Me and you.
I agree.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And have a great new year, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Perfect. Okay. I didn't do as many interviews as I wanted to, but really, it's Christmas. Spend time with your family. Hopefully you've been encouraged by a couple of these stories. If you're listening to, we've done a couple of segments, a couple of shows we put together. If you're hanging out, I hope it makes you feel part of the family. But mostly, this is Christmas. All right? And you just know that there's people out there who care for you. There's people out there you need to reach out to. There's people out there that you probably haven't seen, some of you, haven't seen in years. Because you're mad about something that you don't even remember what they did or didn't do. So, seriously, people. My mantra usually is get involved, get engaged. This time of year, get involved and get engaged with family. If you're churchgoers, Christians, re-engage. God doesn't care how long you've been away. Welcome you back. Come on in. You don't have to pay to get in. I guarantee it. Head back to synagogue if that's where you started. Whatever it is, it's a time. This is the time of year to reground, to regroup, to come back at this. So again, Merry Christmas. Yes, you heard me. Merry Christmas from the Messina family, from the Messina team, from the Messina crew to you. Enjoy. God bless. And have a great, great rest of Christmas.
Well, it's all in your life, and sharing is the life. Christmas is a time to celebrate. So get your...